Thanks for listening to today's Real Estate for Breakfast podcast. I would now like to tell you a brief story about the ancient walls of Constantinople and how a careless mistake changed the course of history. In 330 AD, the Roman Emperor Constantine moved the capital of the Roman Empire from Rome to Constantinople. Constantinople, now modern-day Istanbul, sits strategically on the trade routes between Europe and Asia and between the Mediterranean and the Black Sea. Constantinople sits on the continents of Asia and Europe. It would become the largest and wealthiest city in Europe as the capital of the Byzantine Empire, Eastern Roman Empire, for more than 1,000 years. Constantinople's longevity and wealth were due in part to the Theodosian walls. The walls were built by Constantine's successor, Emperor Theodosius, who incidentally banned the Olympic Games until the modern Olympic Games were played 1,500 years later. The legendary walls of Constantinople took 9 years to build. They were nearly 4 miles long and were made of two walls, an inner and outer wall, with over 96 towers, each reaching some 60 feet tall. The inner walls were about 15 feet thick. Added to the city's already intimidating defenses was a huge moat measuring over 60 feet wide and up to 30 feet deep. It's not surprising that Constantinople's great walls have withstood foreign invaders over 34 times throughout their history. The walls even frustrated Attila the Hun's attempts to take the city. Not until a little over 1,000 years after its founding did Constantinople fall to enemy invaders. In 1453, the young Sultan Mehmet II of the Ottoman Turks was determined to take Constantinople after his father failed to conquer the city 29 years earlier. Mehmet II brought 80,000 soldiers, 69 cannons, and a fleet of 31 warships with him to take the city. Of particular note, Mehmet hired a Hungarian cannon maker to build what was then the world's largest cannon to batter Constantinople's defenses. The super cannon was over 27 feet long and shot a cannonball that was over 8 feet in circumference, weighing something over half a ton. The cannon took hours to reload, and between every cannon shot that weakened the walls, the city's inhabitants would send workers out to repair the damaged defenses. Mehmet's huge cannons fired relentlessly on the city for several months. Constantinople's walls, surprisingly, did not succumb to cannon fire. Instead, the city was conquered by an unlikely occurrence that would change world history. Legend has it that the city's soldiers would sneak from their city's fortress at night to conduct raids on their Turkish aggressors. Upon their return from one such raid back through the city's walls, one of the soldiers didn't lock the gate behind him. The Turks found the open gate and overtook Constantinople. Constantinople would be renamed Istanbul and become the capital city of the Ottoman Empire for the next 600 years. The fall of Constantinople was a turning point in world history. Because of the Turkish conquest, many of the more influential and educated inhabitants who were able to escape fled to Western Europe, heralding the end of the Middle Ages and the rise of the Renaissance and the demise of building moats for fortresses. Remember, even if an opponent seems to have massive and impregnable defensive walls, it only takes one carelessly unlocked door to change the course of history. If you liked what you heard, please share this with your friends and family. If you have any questions regarding how this podcast relates to real estate or contract law, definitely call my office. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.